We've reached a point on the trail where we're walking right along the edge of these evergreens on our left, and we begin to see a few old fence posts on the right. Obviously, before the Nature Conservancy owned this property, it was owned by a variety of landowners, and many of them farmed or at least grazed some of these areas. And these fence posts and actually some old barbed wire are indicative of that. But growing right next to a couple of fence posts is one of these American mountain ashes. When you look up, if it's the growing season, you'll see these leaves, what look like a whole bunch of narrow little leaves, but most of them are, it's compound leaves. So you have a single leaf with a bunch of leaflets arranged along it like a feather. And each of those leaflets have these sharp little teeth. Another way to recognize it is if you can find a bud and you squeeze the bud. It's a real sticky bud, especially as you get to the fall. And that's something that's distinctive about this. If it's been a good year, if you're here in the early summer, you may see these clusters of white flowers. They're kind of in a similar arrangement to what you would find on an elderberry or a wild carrot. And they can be really, really pretty. Those flowers will then turn into a whole cluster of little scarlet red fruits that will really stand out into the fall. And if it's been a good year, there are a whole bunch of them. They may ultimately litter the ground, and they're actually a preferred food for certain kinds of birds in the fall. Again, this is a species that we don't find just anywhere around here. We find it in certain places up here in the higher elevations because they like cooler sites. Remember, Cranesville is actually a little bit lower than some of our ridges, but because it has this cool microclimate, these shorter growing seasons, we also find these quite commonly in certain parts of the swamp.